This is the son of PCJ.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome once again to your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio. I'm Keith Parent. It's very nice to have you with me over the next 55 minutes. One of the most interesting things about doing a show like this is the contact with you, the listener. Because many times, listeners will send an email or write in suggesting a song or a singer that maybe I hadn't heard of before, and you hadn't heard of before in your part of the world. And then after listening to it, you go, what was I missing out on? Well, actually, we have a song that we're going to begin today's show with that's a special request, a special dedication from our good friend Samaya all the way in India. He wrote in the week before last wanting to hear a song called Ajlang Hai. And it's by Anmand and Ayan Ali Khan from India. It is a fantastic, fantastic song. And I was surprised to find out that I actually had it. I didn't realize that I had it. I bought it when I was in Singapore just kind of left it to the side. And that was it. Never really listened to it. But anyway, fantastic song. We're going to begin with it today. And you know what, Samaya? You put me in the mood to have one of my favorite songs from Indian cinema, which we're going to take a listen to right after it. Now, I'm not going to tell you the song because I'm sure that when you hear it, you'll know the singer and you'll know the song. But to begin, here's Ajlang Hai.
Ajlang Hai, Ma.
Hey, देखो ओ दीवानो तुम ये काम ना करो, राम का नाम बदनाम ना करो, बदनाम ना करो। देखो ओ दीवानो तुम ये काम ना करो, राम का नाम बदनाम ना करो, बदनाम ना करो। राम को समझो कृष्ण को जानो, नींद से जागो ओ मस्तानो। राम को समझो कृष्ण को जानो, नींद से जागो ओ मस्तानो। जीत लो मन को पढ़ कर गीता, जीत लो मन को पढ़ कर गीता। मन ही हारा तो क्या जीता, तो क्या जीता। जीवन को नशे का तुम गुलाम ना करो, राम का नाम बदनाम ना करो, बदनाम ना करो। राम ने हंस कर सब सुख त्यागे, तुम सब दुख से डर के भागे। राम ने हंस कर सब सुख त्यागे, तुम सब दुख से डर के भागे। कृष्ण ने कर्म की रीत सिखाई, कृष्ण ने कर्म की रीत सिखाई। तुमने फर्ज से आँख चुराई, हो राम दुहाई। जीवन नाम है काम का आराम ना करो, राम का नाम बदनाम ना करो, बदनाम ना करो। देखो ओ दीवानो तुम ये काम ना करो, राम का नाम बदनाम ना करो, बदनाम ना करो।
Two songs back-to-back dedicated to Samaya all the way in India. And we took a listen to a song which is from my favorite, my all-time favorite Bollywood film called Hari Rama Hari Krishna, which was directed, produced, and also starred Devanand, which came out in 1972. But it is one of those films that even if you watch it today, the message is just as powerful as it was back then. It's a fantastic, fantastic film. The singer, by the way, was Kisha Kumar. And the song is titled, and I apologize in advance for my pronunciation, Ram Ka Naam Badnaam Na Karo. Now, I know that I'm probably mispronouncing that, so I, like I said, apologize. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. It's very nice to have you with us this weekend. The first show for June. And it doesn't feel like summer's here. It did a while ago, I have to say, but now it doesn't feel like summer's here. It feels like it's going from the fall to the winter time again. We've had nothing but rain and really lousy weather, which is not very good. And is a little bit annoying because you may or may not know, but PCJ is building its own relay station. And the work cannot be done if it is raining and if it is extremely wet because of the area that we're building it, which is outside Taipei, way, way in the mountains. The ground is a little bit, well, when it rains, the ground is put it this way, not settled. Or is that the word I'm thinking of? I know what I'm trying to say. It's not stable. That's what it is. The ground is not stable. And of course, it is an earthquake zone. So we started work, and then we had to halt work because it was raining. The power company has to install new lines, but they can't install the lines through the mountains when it's raining because their equipment doesn't stay in one place. It just keeps sliding. So we're sort of like 2 weeks behind schedule right now. The rain just keeps coming. They did work on the weekend when we had 2 days of nice weather, but then had to stop everything on Monday and Tuesday. Oy. So if there's any of you right now that can do not a rain dance, but a sun dance, please do, because we actually want to get this done. Just kind of goes on and on. All right, you're listening to Happy Station from PCJ. And I want to tell you a little bit later on in the program about our contest that we have called Seven Receivers in 7 Months, which is running to the month of November. Get a pen and paper handy, and I'll tell you a little bit after we take a listen to this. Here's the Tamba Trio and Maj Canada.
Samba de preto velho, samba de preto. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que chegue no final. Oh, ai, ai, oh. Opa, opa, opa.
Tamba Trio, Maj Canada, a song that is a favorite of many of you as being their favorite or one of their favorite Brazilian songs. Now, before we took a listen to that, I was telling you about a contest that we have called Seven Receivers in 7 Months, which is for May, June, July, August, September, October, and November. Well, May, we just gave one away at the end of the month. and we still have another six to go before November. Well, in the past, you know, we've said, well, you know, call up and send us an email. I didn't ever say call up, but I said send us an email, and of course we'll have a lucky draw that way. Well, this time we're doing it a little bit different. We are asking you to call up our answer line, PCJ's answer line. The number is +44, which is a UK number, 20-3286-1399. That's +44 20-3286-1399. Leave your name, the country you're calling from, the email address, and tell us why you should be one of the winners. Some people are extremely, and I stress that word, extremely original when they tell us why they should be one of the winners. And they go into great detail, and they're absolutely fantastic, and we will be using some on other PCJ shows, not just this one is, you know, that you're listening to now. But some, on the other hand, are a little bit strange. We had one listener who gave his name, his country, and just said, I want to win, I deserve it. No email address, so we don't even know who it is. There's a name, but that really doesn't help. Another person left a message, and it was 2 minutes of them doing this. I want to win. They gave their name, country. They gave their email address. And then 2 minutes, and I'm not kidding, 2 minutes of, what do I say now? Let me think. I have 2 minutes. What should I say? I don't want to say I want to win. And this is what they were saying for 2 minutes. Now, I don't know if that was them trying to be original. It certainly was. It gave us a good laugh. But don't worry, you are in the running, because that was the most unusual. And I know by me saying that was the most unusual, many of you right now are going to get very creative and call up and make something very creative. Like I said, go ahead. Don't be afraid and don't be shy, as I like to say. Make it as creative and as outrageous as possible. You know, and as they say, you know, sometimes the outrageous and the crazy is what gets noticed. Hint, hint. But don't just call up and say, I want to win. Thank you. Bye. And that's it. No. Be a little bit more creative. I mean, I know that this audience is an extremely intelligent audience, so you can go ahead and do it. The funny thing, something else funny that happened. I had the phone number for the answer line because I was waiting for a call from someone overseas. So I transferred it to my mobile phone. And on Sunday, my mobile phone rang a total of 18 times with a woman at the other end. And I have no idea who she was. She did speak in some kind of exotic accent. But the only thing I will say, what she said on the phone, we could not use on a family show. Use your own imagination. And I was just thinking, well, listen, if she called once and I said, I'm sorry, I think you got the wrong number, and I hung up, you think that she would stop. No, she called a few more times, and then it was another woman. Now, you know that in the world, there are all kinds of, say, internet scams. You know about them, like you get a letter or an email, and it's some guy says, you know, my husband or my wife was the head of this bank, blah, 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 blah. There's a government overthrow. If you help me transfer $10 million out of the country, I can give you like 20%. You know, you all know about the scam, right? Well, they also have a telephone version of it, which this is exactly what it was. Now, it was kind of funny because what these scams normally do is they call up a number, and unknown to the person who's answering the phone call, they're charging you. They're charging the call to your local phone number. And most people don't know this, but this is a big scam that's going on. Now, when they called me, there's only one problem with them charging my phone. First of all, it is impossible to do because of the kind of account that I have. So they could be calling up. I could keep them on the phone for half an hour if I was interested. And I wouldn't get charged anything. Now, I know people get these calls in not just here in Taiwan, but throughout the world. And if you contact your mobile phone provider or telephone provider, they can actually help you with the security settings and something so that you don't get charged. Now, if you're listening to this right now and you've received those emails, I would go out and look into it because they're getting smarter. They are getting smarter. I remember in a period of 1 week one time, I must have received over 40 emails that were exactly the same, except that everybody else's name was different, all wanting the same kind of assistance. Which, it's not a very smart thing to do. I mean, if you're going to scam somebody, be, you know, more original about it. But anyway, yes, so, you know, do take care out there. There's a lot of things floating around which are very nasty. All right, then. Time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to this. This is a request, and we're dedicating this to Mike Page, all the way in Toronto, Canada. It's Ian and Sylvia Tyson with Someday Soon.
There's a young man that I know, just turned 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. Just got out of the service and looking for his fun. Someday soon, going in, someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he works the rodeo. They say he's not your kind, he'll leave you crying. If he asks, I'll follow him down the toughest road of old. Someday soon, go in with him, someday soon. When he visits me, my pa ain't got one good word to say. Got a hunch he was wild back in the early days. So blow you older northern, blow him back to me. He's likely driving back from California. Loves his damned old rodeos as much as he loves me. Someday soon, going with him, someday soon. Someday soon, going with him, someday soon.
Someday Soon, Ian and Sylvia Tyson, when they were performing together many, many years ago. Ian Tyson wrote a song, which is one of my favorites from him, called Four Strong Winds. And there's an interesting story behind it, because he wrote it at the same time that Bob Dylan wrote Blowing in the Wind. And it was just one of those cases of, well, whatever you can do, I can do better. So he came up with Four Strong Winds. Of course, Blowing in the Wind is of course, more popular. But Four Strong Winds is, I think, an excellent example of good songwriting. Even more so, I have to say, than Blowing in the Wind. I think Four Strong Winds is a good example of really good songwriting. And being from Canada, having been born there, every time I hear that song, it doesn't matter where I am, I will think of Canada. Fantastic number. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very easy. It's HS, which of course stands for Happy Station, HS@PCJmedia.com. Once again, HS@PCJmedia.com. And of course, you can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Radio and PCJ Media. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Time now for more music. And I think we should make our own kind of music. That's a segue, huh? Kind of obvious. Here's Cass Elliot.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up.
Cass Elliot, make your own kind of music. She had a very successful career after the Mamas and Papas split up, released a number of very successful albums, and it's a shame that she died at a very young age, because I think she could have brought us more greatness. Last week, I received an email from a listener that totally shocked me. You may or may not know, but PCJ Radio has an FM relay in Taipei at 95.5 FM. Well, we had a listener that contacted us, well, contacted this show, and the reason why it was surprising, because they were around 200 kilometers away. Now, Taiwan, just to give you, it's an island, right? And it's, of course, surrounded by water. That's kind of silly to say because it's an island. Of course, it's surrounded by water. Keith, what are you thinking? But there are, of course, around Taiwan, a number of other little islands that belong to Taiwan territory. One of them is a place called Matsu Island, which is 200 kilometers from Taiwan in the Taiwan Straits. Matsu Island is not one of those places that you'd think of visiting, because there's really nothing much there. They have been developing a tourist industry, but it still, you know, has some time to go. But the island has around a population of 9,000 people. More than 50% of that are military people because of a very important, strategically placed military base of the Republic of China, Taiwan's armed forces are located there. And I got this email from somebody who said that they tuned to this show at night. Of course, I had to write back right away. And I'm just said, curiosity, I said, could you listen to us all the time? I mean, they said at certain times at night, after around 9:30 at night, they said, depending on if it's clear or not, our signal in very decent quality, they said they have to switch the radio from stereo to mono, makes its way over to Matsu Island. To me, this is very surprising and quite amazing, actually. So my suspicion from your email is that you're not a fisherman. Because the local population in Matsu Island either speak Hakat or Mandarin, and also a local dialect which is known there. They don't speak very little English. The only people that would speak English there are the military personnel, and I suspect you are military personnel because you said that you're there. You've been there now for 18 months, and here in Taiwan, in case people don't know, it is mandatory for men between the ages of 18 and 40 to do 18 months military duty. It used to be 24 months. It was cut down to 18 months. And pretty soon they're moving it down to 12 to then create a more of a professional army. You said you've been there for 18 months. So I just drew the conclusion, just, you know, connected the dots, so to speak. So, Hashian, thank you for listening. And I'm going to dedicate this next one to you right now and all your other little soldier friends. Here's Harry Belafonte and Jump in the Line.
Shake your body line, shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line, child. Work, Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line.
Shake, shake, shake,
Sinora, shake it all the time.
Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line.
Work,
Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, the tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line,
child.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
I tell you, work, 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 Sinora, work your body line.
Work, Sinora, work it all the time.
Now let me give you a warning, from evening till early morning. When Sinora, she gets the notion, she shake down the moon and stir up the ocean.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Oh, oh.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Sinora, shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. When she get the sensation,
She go up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time.
Oh, oh, oh.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock the body in time. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line.
Shake, shake, shake,
Sonora. Shake it all the time.
Jump in the line, the one and only Harry Belafonte. 2 weeks ago, I received a phone call from a very dear friend of mine that I've known for 30 years. Well, plus 30 years, actually. Kenneth Fernandez. And back in the late 1980s and early 1990s, we used to do comedy together. Performing in different nightclubs and making TV appearances, radio appearances. We even recorded an album that I think was bought by two people, and that was both of us. But we also did a pilot for CBC Radio that aired once. The reason why the series wasn't picked up, because the CBC had a budget cut, and all new programs were then cancelled. Now, just to give you a little bit of information about Kenneth is from India and has been living in Canada since the age of 15. And we met in high school. And both of us had a very crazy sense of humor. And we're also very good at accents. So we devised, of course, a lot of sketches. And we would play sometimes in one sketch, sometimes up to five or six different characters. This was done because of our love that we had and admiration for the late Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers, who was Inspector Clouseau, in the series, the Pink Panther series, did a lot of other films, a lot of radio, television, The Goon Show, which the BBC will still run every now and again. Peter Sellers was the man of a thousand voices. One of his best roles is a number of roles that he plays in Dr. Strangelove and How I Love to Learn the Bomb. But one of the characters that I used to do when we performed was an Indian character. And Kenneth's father helped me with the accent. He's from Bombay, today Mumbai. He helped me with the accent. And of course, Peter Sellers as well helped me with the accent. And I remember after one show that we did, a charity event for the Hindi community in Toronto, a few people came up to me and said, which I think is the greatest compliment that a performer can ever have. They said if they had closed their eyes and didn't see who I was and only heard my voice, they said they really thought that I could have been an Indian. They said that the accent was so well done. Now, I'm not going to do it here, but Kenneth has sent along the pilot that we did from years ago. And I'm going to listen to it and see how much of it we can use and what the condition is. And we may air some of it on the program. But this got me thinking before doing today's show about the late Peter Sellers and a sketch that Kenneth and I would listen to over and over. And his father, who was a singer at one time in India, was one of his favorites as well. And he said, Peter Sellers, he said the way he did the accent was so well done that he said, we have the talent, you know. And I have to admit, I'm not very good at many things, but I'm actually very good at accents. I will call up friends of mine sometimes. Paulette, who I do Media Network Plus with, knows that I'll do this. We'll call her up with some silly accent, and she kind of gets confused. But now she hears a funny accent, she knows that it's me right away. Before I continue, I want to stress, there are some very overly sensitive, politically correct people that think that I'm making fun of somebody. Actually, no, I am not doing that, because I think everybody's accent, including my own, is very peculiar and strange. And you know what? Imagine how boring it would be if we all sounded the same. We'd be like robots. It was no fun at all. We've got to enjoy our differences, and have fun with each other, not take ourselves too seriously. That's what I say. So this, of course, is in no way making fun of anybody. And I just want to say that in case somebody writes in and says, "Oh, that's terrible. You shouldn't have done that. That's making fun of someone." Well, I'm not. All right. But I'm going to dedicate this now to my good friend, as well as all the other Peter Sellers fans out there. This is one of his classic recordings. It was produced by George Martin. It was recorded at the Abbey Road Studios in 1958. And it's Peter Sellers doing both voices. He's playing a British interviewer of what you'd hear on the BBC, and the director of an Indian musical company that has come to London to do an Indian version of the musical My Fair Lady, which also includes a song.
I'd just like to say good afternoon, Mr. Banerjee, and take this opportunity of welcoming you and your musicians to the studio.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to have the opportunity of coming here.
Tell me, have you found that there has been great enthusiasm for George Bernard Shaw in India?
Oh my goodness, yes. We have got a lot of people in India and indeed in Pakistan who are loving to hearing the words of George Bernard Shaw. We are saying to ourselves over there, this man has got a great white beard, so therefore he must have great knowledge. And so we are saying to ourselves, that is what we are wanting. That is what we are wanting. We are wanting to hear words of this man so that we can learn them and sing them and play them.
Have you visited the shrine of GBS in Ayres and Lawrence at all?
Oh, indeed, yes. We have all been there. We went on a bus coach tour to Ayres and Lawrence, and we are saying to ourselves, my goodness, here we are where this great man was living. And we went in the first place to look around, and we are saying, that is where he was sleeping, and this is where he was eating, and this is another room, and all kinds of rooms in this house were very good for us to know of.
Have you taken the story of My Fair Lady and as it stands, or have you changed it at all? What have you done with it?
Well, what we have done with it, you see, I'm playing what is called over here Professor Higgins. I'm playing Professor Amdalayer. I'm walking through the marketplace one day at near Mahalakshmi, which is near Bombay, you understand? And I'm walking by there and I'm saying to my friend who is with me, I'm saying, look, there over there is a beautiful, untouchable girl. Beautiful. And he says, oh, yes, but she is untouchable. We don't want to know her. I am making her touchable. That is what I am doing. You see? And I am saying to her, come with me, my dear, and I will make you touchable. And she said to me, no, I am untouchable. That's good enough for me.
Do you have a good caste?
Oh, yes, indeed. I come from a very high caste. Oh, yes. Yes, oh, yes. I can safely say that.
No, I wasn't referring to what I mean, is there a good caste in the show?
Well, yes, we have a very excellent cast. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're saying. We have all kinds of stars from India. We have two people from Assam. We have another woman that has come all the way from Ceylon.
What have you called the songs? I mean, have you changed the titles of the songs at all?
Oh, yes. Well, naturally, we have had to change one or two of them. The main song we have featured is we have now called Get Me to the Taj Mahal on Time, and I've grown accustomed to your dhoti, and I would like to sing for you now this beautiful song what we are doing on the tour. And I think when you've heard it, you will say, my goodness me, what a lovely song, or words to that effect.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, would it not be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of cold milk and lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm foot. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting up so blooming rude, lay still, watch a cocky, I would never budged till spring crept on the windowsill. Someone's head is resting on my knee, warm and tender as she can be. Who's taking good care of me? Oh, would it not be lovely, lovely, lovely? Lovely, sitting up so blooming, loot be still. I would never budge till spring crept on the windowsill. Someone's head is resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who's taking good care of me? Oh, would it not be
love
me, love me, love me? Would it not be lovely? Would it not be lovely?
Thank you.
The late Peter Sellers doing the two voices in a sketch called Wouldn't It Be Lovely. And all my Indian friends, in particular, one by the name of Ashpal, he said he was a big Peter Sellers fan, and he said, you know, this, he said to him, when Peter Sellers did this accent, he says, it was like listening to his grandfather. He said it was like his grandfather came alive again. Yes, the great Peter Sellers left us all too young as well. You're listening to Happy Station. We still have time for one more song. So we're going to have a little bit of Nat King Cole and The Late Late Show.
Gee, it's cozy in the park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming starting chirping a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss all night long, then we amble back to your front door. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started on the late, late show. Starting chirping a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss all night long, then we amble back to your front door. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started on the late, late show.
The one and only Nat King Cole with The Late Late Show. I actually recorded that song about 6 months ago. We haven't used it yet, but we will at some point. Somebody was asking me in an email the other day, is there the chance of putting out a CD of some of the songs that I've done and some of the songs that Tom has done? Well, the only thing I will say on that is stay tuned. You never know what can happen. All right. Now, before we go, once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And you'll also find links to our other programs like Focus Asia Pacific, Media Network Plus, Vintage Media Network Plus, The Kelly Alexander Show, Jazz for the Asking, and Nash Holos. Speaking, by the way, of Jazz for the Asking, I would invite you immediately, after you finish listening to this, to go to our website to catch the latest edition. It is a whole show in tribute to the legendary Voice of America broadcaster, Willis Conover. You may remember a while ago we did a special on Happy Station. Wow, how long ago was that? Oh, must have been over a year or a year and a half ago or something that we did a special on Willis Conover. Well, this one is more in depth. It takes a listen to some clips of his program, archive interview with Willis that was done many, many, many years ago. And we also had on the show a personal friend who worked with Willis for many years at the VOA, giving an insight to what this man was all about and the jazz that he presented on the VOA daily. So do go check it out. Jazz for the Asking, www.pcjmedia.com. You'll certainly enjoy it. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on this edition of the program. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, this week, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, hoping that we'll see you all again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.